Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for spending your Thursday nights with us. My name is Tony Taylor, and you are listening to Be Unique Radio's Unscripted. Tonight is a very, very, very special night for me, and I know it'll be a very special night for you as well. We are with two of the creators of the Be Unique brand. These are the folks that have brought all of this to you, ranging from radio, magazine, literary, media, movies, specials, videos, live events. This platform that Be Unique has created has just overwhelmed the media landscape. And a lot of times when I'm in discussions with different people around different jobs that I'm working, I get the question, it comes up all the time. Okay, so Tony, you're writing, right? And I say, yeah, I try to be a writer. And they go, well, what have you been doing? And I said, well, I just had an article put in the Be Unique magazine. And they'll stop me right there and they'll say, wait a minute, what is Be Unique? And I sit back and I explain to them the mission statement and what I understand of it. But from what I understand of it, there's so much, 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 much more. And there is so much, 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 much more coming up in the future. So tonight, what we wanted to do was gather two of the creators of Be Unique together, and it's hard to get these guys into one room. So this is a very, very special evening. But we wanted to get the two creators together and explain a little bit more of what Be Unique is all about. And you listen to these podcasts, you hear the Be Unique name, you hear the Be Unique personalities and family all the time, but do you really know what Be Unique is all about? Well, tonight, you're going to hear from Jennifer East, and you're going to hear from Mary Brotherton, two of the creators of Be Unique magazine and the Be Unique brand. And they are going to explain to all of us tonight just what Be Unique is all about. So please, Mary and Jennifer, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out to join us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Tony. I love your intro. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As a little bit of coaching there from Mary. So I can't claim all the credit, but no, thank you very much.
Now, every now and then I'll say, hey, Tony, don't forget. And then I'll
get
turn something else to
get
do.
Get comfortable and get ready to dial 516-418-5651. I did not do a thing. But what I do want to do is talk to you. I mean, when you go to the website, you go to beunique.org. That's beunique.org. When you go to the website, you're greeted with all of these incredible visuals, all of these graphics that just really capture the eye. Let's talk about that first. Let's talk about what is all about with the website and how you've used it and how it's progressed over the last couple of years. And feel free to take that question, whomever.
Well, I will tell you that what you see is all due to Jennifer. She's all about the visual. I come back and I might say, okay, we need to spell this word differently, or let's put a comma here. I'm all about the graphics, the mechanics, and the language. But Jennifer's all about the visual look and feel. And she does such a good job.
Yes, she does.
Well,
in fact, Linda Humphrey was commenting on the news story that just came out, Second Harvest story. She said she just flipped through the digital magazine, and she said it was like he came up, you know, the story just came alive. And I said, well, you can thank Gary for his writing and his photography, but thank Jennifer for the way she put it all together with all the other elements that just made it bounce off the page.
It is truly beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, Be Unique is about a feeling, and it's about, you know, when I tackle some of these projects and stuff, and it kind of does, it's any kind of project that you go through, it's like you have to think about how do you want somebody else to feel, because I know how I feel. And so it makes it easier to create, you know, the artwork and the components that go into it, and the concepts and the, you know, the content and all that kind of stuff. So even when I'm putting together the magazines and that kind of thing, I start reading the story, and the story kind of dictates what it needs to look like. And I'm thankful that I'm just kind of like the visionary person that just, I see a visual, I see when I read it, I see it. And so I'm glad that you guys see that as well. I really appreciate that. And
well, I think
the
you've
website
got a gift. I mean, I won't deny that I've got a gift for writing. I know that. And you've got a gift for the visual feeling. It's not even just how it looks. It's how it, like you said, it's how it feels. And Tony, I will tell you that I've worked with Jennifer on other magazines, other publications years and years ago. And then we worked on some of hers. I mean, you know, Jennifer has created 3 magazines of her own.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah. And that's the, you know, the Act Like a Child and Act Like a Pro is kind of what brought us back together after she and I had gone our separate ways for a while.
I was going to say, could we stop right there and ask, you two work together, so how did Be Unique come together at the very beginning?
We were grumpy old ladies. Jennifer and I.
I was.
And she wasn't. No, you were never grumpy. But Jennifer was, she and I both were feeling underappreciated. We were working as volunteers for another nonprofit. And both of us are freelancers, so we, you know, kind of work for ourselves. You know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, definitely.
We worked on the same nonprofit organization. I worked doing their press releases, doing their events. I worked with their fundraising, kind of what I'm doing now with Be Unique.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer did a lot of the she actually came to one of our fundraisers. Remember over at FIT? I believe you brought some bracelets or something, and you helped me with one of the fundraisers there. But we both felt like we were less than a number, not even a decimal point in this organization. We did so much to help that organization, which after 10 years folded. We just felt like nobody appreciates us. And we knew that we were under and maybe unappreciated for one other publication that we'd worked on. And we helped that one get awards. And so, you know, one day we just said, let's go to lunch. Because I think it had been a week. Every day she'd call me or I'd call her, she being Jennifer, and complain about something going on in our professional life. So we went to lunch, and we were sitting out there on at a restaurant overlooking one of the river. I think it was the Indian River. And we started thinking, why don't we create our own magazine? Now, Jennifer and I talked about doing this in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right before I moved back in with my mother. Life just took us in a different direction. And Jennifer at that point went out to Los Angeles. And she worked in Hollywood for a while. So
you were in
LA,
Jennifer.
When we got back
Jennifer.
Together.
Oh.
Yeah. Shoot, you don't know. Half of what you see is not even the tip. You've got the tip of the iceberg of Jennifer.
Well, that is why I'm glad we have you both here tonight. So go ahead, continue.
But that day we were sitting there talking and we said, you know, you're a designer, I'm an editor, I'm a writer, you do this, I do that. Why don't we make our own magazine? And so we decided that we would, and we started bouncing around ideas for names.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the names we came up with for this magazine, you would not believe. I mean, some of them.
Can you give me an example?
Fleek, I think, was one of them, or On Fleek. We were doing all the millennial words that millennials used.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we were bouncing them, and I was writing them all down. And then all of a sudden, Jennifer and I both stopped what we were doing. We put our forks down and just leaned across the table toward each other and said, whatever we do, it has to be unique. And we knew
there it is.
That was the name of the magazine.
There it is. Yep.
And, of course, it wouldn't be unique if it was spelled like two words, like a phrase. It had to be one word. And it took us a while to come up. I mean, Jennifer had, within minutes, had started on the logo. She said, I could do this and we can do that. We knew the letter U had to be predominant. Every design she came up with, the letter U was bigger than all the other letters.
Because it really
it's
stands
about
out.
You.
It does. It does. And it makes people think, and it makes people stop and do a double take, which I know that's exactly what you were aiming for, was something to stop people in their tracks and go, hey, wait a minute. The U is big. Be unique. Because I got to be quite honest with you, Mary. That's what stopped me in my tracks, was looking at it, because it, you know, as you know, you're a writer, you don't start a word with a lowercase. You know,
right.
and you know, to have the second letter stand out, it does make you do a second take.
We did a lot of research into it, and Jennifer already knew about marketing and branding, and I knew a little bit, and a lot of, I've learned so much working with her. And you know, I remember she called me up one day. She goes, "What's your favorite color?" I'm like, you buying me flowers or what? She said, what's your favorite color? I said, well, it's blue. She said, okay. And a few minutes later, she sent me over a logo. She said, what's your second favorite color? I said, oh, that would be green. So she sent me the logo with the blue and the green. And she said, it works. It just works for us. And I like it because if you know anything about the psychology of colors, you know that there are definite reasons to have certain colors in your logo. That's why Coca-Cola and almost all Chinese restaurants are red.
Stand
because
out.
Because red stimulates the appetite.
Yep. Stands out. That's right. Well, you know, talking with the two of you, it's really kind of a personal, a perfect combination. Because I actually had the privilege of seeing the both of you together in action when I had the opportunity to work with Jennifer on Forgotten Enchantress, the story of the Green Gables. And it was very interesting to see, you know, Jennifer, you talk about how you you strive to reach a feeling. But I don't think that only is relegated to, you know, a painting or a visual. I saw it with people, and with the talent that was there and the people that were working, you know, in the film,
You definitely came in and created an atmosphere on that set that was very relaxed. It was very, very respectful. It was very, very, for lack of a better word, fun, but it was very, very respectable. And you brought that to the set, and it's kind of like the visual opened up itself. And we, of course, have the final project, which is fantastic. And you can see it on beunique.org. But we have the final project, and you can see the nature and the natural I'm terrible with words, Mary. I'm sorry. You can see the relaxed nature and respected history throughout that documentary. And, you know, I think that's an amazing thing to be able to bring your visual style and your emotion behind that visual style and project it to people in a film environment. Because I got to be honest with you, I saw what you were doing. And the set was so relaxed, and I have been on several sets, which have just been, I'm sure you have too, which have just been nerve-wracking. But this was something that was just, it just rolled out, and it shows in the documentary. And Mary, it's kind of funny, you know, I'll have the privilege, you know, to submit a story to you, and you will take the words and just transform the story with simple arrangement or different synonyms for those words and stuff. And guys, working together in that area, what more do you need for media when you have communication and emotion mixed together in an almost a perfectly balanced way? So,
and you know, Tony, Jennifer and I do that when it's time to actually put the magazine together. We will, I send her all these edited stories, things that you've written and other writers have worked on. And then sometimes we'll look at the story and it just doesn't feel right, you know? And mm-hmm. So Jennifer and I will sit there and we'll brainstorm what's a better way to say this. How should we do that? And sometimes it's as simple as changing one word. Sometimes we change the layout a little bit. And Jennifer will tell you, I'm really kind of nuts about what they call widows and orphans on a page. I don't know if you know what that means grammatically, and it doesn't matter. But, there are certain things that I like, the way they look, and then I'm like, no, that's not going to work. And Jennifer finds a way to work with my idiosyncrasies and still come out looking like the magazine looks like it does. You know, it's just so beautiful.
Well, and really that's not smoke being blown, because when I interviewed recently for a freelance writing gig with very local, it's a part of a Hearst Communications company, I gave them the website address. And, you know, I'll do that because it is such a pleasure to be included in that site and on that website, because itself. No, it really does. It sells itself. And this is not this is not smoke. This is a true story. So, you know, I'll do that. And you know what? We've all been in job interviews and we've all done that whole thing. And, you know, a lot is said, a lot of impressions are given. You can't really tell what's really happened. But when I had the follow-up interview, Mary Stace is her name. She's based out of Louisiana with Hearst. She did go to the website, and she did say it was amazing. And she's with Hearst Communications.
Cool.
She said it looks
very
great.
Nice.
Thank you, because you know that really paid off for me. I got the gig, freelancing, but. You know, part of that was I can tell you, I write for such and such, and you kind of have in the back of your mind, well, I do. I really want somebody to go and see that website. No, when you say, you know, it's a pleasure, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that does this, but it's a pleasure to say, well, you know what? You want to know what Be Unique's all about? You need to go to beunique.org, and because of the way the website is, and the visuals,
and the way it's easily dissected for a person to go in there. It really is a pleasure to go into and to read. Like I was looking at the film part about it, and I found Jennifer. I think this is your newest one. Correct me if I'm wrong. We know you're there. And mm-hmm. immediately was drawn to that trailer. And it just it's kind of like the experience I try to describe. You know, I'm an Apple person versus PC. It just empirical. It just feels good to move through there, and it's very natural. That is something, you know, not only the magazine, but, you know, the website. I mean, anybody that goes there is going to find it very easy to work through, but it's very detailed and very, very, very clear about where you're going and what you're doing. And it just seems to me there's really like tell me if I'm wrong. There's three sections to what Be Unique's all about. There's of course, the Incredible Magazine. There's the Be Unique Radio aspect. And then there's the Be Unique Media. So right now, productions, exactly. So right now, if we could talk about, if you wanted to talk about, I know, Mary, you're more on the radio side than the magazine side, but Jennifer, if you wanted to talk about, you know, what you're doing with the production side and what are your plans to expand and do more and how you see Be Unique being unique in the film world.
Sure. Unfortunately, you know, we were like, well, I guess if you could look at it one way, before COVID, we were like on this real steady stream. We had a lot of stuff going on, and we had Coffee or Tea, which is a millennial talk show, and we had 41 episodes of that, and we kind of went on hiatus, you know, during COVID, and then the plan was that we would get some financial backing and come back even stronger, and that hasn't happened so far, unfortunately. Mm. And, you know, with like the filming, what we've done during the time, during all the entire COVID process, we actually filmed, let's see, I have to think about it, 1, 2, 3, 4 documentaries.
Wow.
And those are basically, they're longer than short films. Short, you know, like a short, an average mm-hmm. short film is like 20 minutes. Most of these documentaries are either 30 or 40 minutes, and they're client driven. So, in the sense that I probably could cut some of them down a little bit, but they have information in there that the clients really wanted. So it's like I don't want to cut anything out because that's what they want, you know. But then we also have a couple of short films. And right now, actually, Daisy, which is a 5-minute film, short film, or I'm sorry, a 5-minute documentary, and that was through a film challenge, a 72-hour film challenge. That was shown in a film festival in the UK this past weekend, and we placed in the top 5 on documentaries.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we got shortlisted, and then we were in the top 5. And the guy, Phil is his name, who runs the film festival, he said that, he goes, you know, there were thousands of entries. And so I was like.
Wow, Jennifer, that's like, something to be proud of.
And then We Know You're There is actually in another film festival, and through Latest Vision, and it's for there. It's a women's film festival, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's actually being broadcasted in all over the UK. It's going to be on 5 different channels, it'll be on UK and in Ireland.
You know,
and
looking
I
at
just look, got the.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying,
I just got the. The information. I just got
finish.
The information.
Go ahead.
About
Go
the,
ahead,
the times and things for the showings, and so I'm so excited because that it just feels so you feel legit now. Like
You would never know you're excited by the way you're talking. You can hear it. And I was going to say, though, I was going to say that, you know, this – can you talk a little bit more about We Know You're There? Because it seems a little bit different, a different kind of avenue from the other films you've done. You want to talk about that? Is it an original piece?
It is original piece, and it's based on a true story. It's actually – a friend of mine, and he's now passed away, but it's in honor of him and his family, and it actually happened to them in Merritt Island, Florida, and so the film itself is really just an afternoon. There was a bunch of things leading up to this afternoon, this particular day, and so this film is based on that, and the cool thing about this film is that the camera never stops. So Donnie Crawford, he was basically wearing the camera. It's considered a one-er, which means that it doesn't stop. And there are a couple of, you know, like if we were to do the whole entire film with him wearing it the entire time, like there was a film called 1917. They did basically the same type of thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Where it was a continuation. And then you hopefully, you know, there might be a couple of little, you have to break. You can't just, nobody can do an entire film unless you were doing like a 5-minute film and it was just, you know, or less, 5 minutes or less.
Right.
But anyways, but we literally only had three times that the camera turned off for the entire film. And we only shot it twice. So it was, and a couple of the shots we only did once because we did three shots total, two shots we did like two times, and then one we did one time, and that was it. Because our, you know, as you're shooting, the sun moves and things like that.
Oh,
lots of
you got to stop that.
And so, yeah, I know it's frustrating.
Right.
But this film, when you watch it, you have to think to yourself, you can't change the exposures and things like that on the camera. So what you see is what you get, and it's pretty cool.
And Jennifer, where can anybody that's listening find that trailer?
The trailer's on beunique.org. You can watch it. You know, go to our film page. And as soon as it gets through this film festival, then you'll be able to watch it also on our you can watch the film.
Fantastic.
And I'll also be listing the date and times for if you want to watch it through the broadcast system through the film festival. So, but yeah.
That is fantastic.
I can't wait for people to actually see it. And, yeah.
That is great. Well, hey, listen, guys, we have another call. Let me go ahead and answer this call, and we'll go from there.
That's great.
Good evening. How are you? And welcome to Be Unique's Unscripted. You are on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, it's Elisa. How are you?
Oh, Elisa. Wow. It is
a family
day. I
thought I'd call in a surprise guest.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is a surprise.
No, this is great.
And I have no idea what you're speaking about tonight because I just got on the call.
We're just talking about Be Unique, how we met, and different things like that.
Oh, very
and I know
nice.
We met
okay.
you at an event in Orlando.
Well,
and
we just
adopted each other.
Yes. This is a great avenue, actually, because now we have a person who is inducted into the Be Unique family and that can maybe talk about what it's like to be a part of the Be Unique machine. Lise, what's it like working with the Be Unique family?
Oh, my gosh, it's a great opportunity to enhance the gifts that people hold within themselves to bring it to the forefront and share it with the world. So that's pretty much sums up Be Unique in just a few words. And it has given me the opportunity to do that. So it's been a great experience for exposure and to meet new people and to touch people's lives where – you know, and listen to other people who touch our lives, and it's a nice way to connect. So,
how did you come across Be Unique, Elise? How did you find them?
We attended a spiritual fest and in Orlando, and we connected by, you know, all of us speaking to one another. And it's kind of like attracts like, you know, the frequency of that togetherness, and we're all on the same path, kind of wanting to touch people's lives. And so it just was a great fit, and it became a family.
Mm-hmm. And it is a family. So, it is a family environment.
It is a family.
Absolutely.
It's a spiritual family. It's a people all on the same page, you know, who just want to bring good to the world and share their gifts with each other and be the best version of themselves. So
it's
a way to enhance that, you know.
And it's
people
such a good page to be on.
Spotlight.
You know? It's such a good page to be on, because you can be on the same page with a lot of people, but you really don't want to be on that page. But then again, you get on the page with somebody in the same mindset, with the same goals in life and same attitude and outlook. And it just, it's like the Energizer Bunny. It just re-energizes you to face the rest of your week or the rest of your day or whatever you're doing, you know? Mary, you do a
it
lot of work with police. Why don't you talk
together.
About that?
Oh. Well, it brings people together. And I think there's a lot of people who are looking for their tribe, so to speak, or the ones that align with them on a moral compass. And this company is a great company to align with the moral compass, because there's, you know, a lot of integrity and loyalty and, you know, compassion and love. And that's the foundation to really all of us as humans is to be in a place where you feel safe and you can speak to one another and be the best version of yourself. And so that's what Be Unique offers for people, is a safe space and a loving space to connect to your inner gifts and your inner truth to share with the world. So I love this company.
Mary, what's it like? What do you like?
Too.
Mary, what's it like doing a show with Elise?
Doing a show with Elisa?
Yes.
Well, it's like nothing I've ever done before, because she's an intuitive reader. And for me, when she's on the line, my job is to do what you did. I showed you how to mark names down, you know, save who is who's calling. And what I have to do, because, I mean, if she does a Thursday night show, she is often reading for 24 people. That's not at all uncommon. So in an hour's time, my job is to make sure everybody gets heard. And I just sit back and listen. She always has a lesson that applies to more than one person. And actually, tomorrow, Lisa doesn't know this, but I'm going to be in Orlando, girlfriend.
I'm
tagging along for lunch.
I have clients all day, and I'm like trying to see if I can get away, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But maybe in the afternoon, we'll see. It might be after the 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Maybe I can meet up and just for a little bit, but
we'll figure it out.
You know,
we'll figure it out as we go.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, you don't really find a group of people that enhances people to be the best version of themselves and strive to do, you know, all together as a collective to encourage each other. It's not a competition with this group. It's an encouragement to shine bright and be your own star and your own light. And that's what I love about Be Unique. And I so tell everybody about, you know, the opportunity and how people are looking for a way to excel in themselves, and Be Unique is a great platform. So that's what I love about this company. It's like you get to shine and be your own star, because we all have these gifts inside of ourselves, and most of us never really get to shine the way we were meant to shine in this world, and Be Unique allows that to happen.
Mm, absolutely.
It's an encouraging path. So, you know, it's just more people need to get, you know, involved or exposed to this opportunity. And ahead, I really see that happening by the masses. So it's great. And we all work together. We all help each other just keep climbing. You know, it's not about suppression. It's about elevation. And I love that.
Yeah, and, you know, I believe that's actually in our business plan, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer's gifted. Mary's gifted. I mean, everyone's gifted. We all write a book just on everybody's, in, you know, their internal gifts. It's just amazing. It's powerful.
Now, that would be something. Because we all do have different gifts that each one enhances the other.
You know, you hear about it.
I was going to say the opportunity to read Tony's last two articles, but they're really helpful.
Oh, thank
see,
you,
Tony, I told you.
Thank you. Checks in the mail.
Tony.
No, thank you, really. I mean, it's a lot. And like what was being said, you know, the strength in you with Be Unique is its diversity. And it's a diversity that's for real in the sense that the openness and the wanting to hear and the wanting to hear these new voices and welcome people in under the umbrella really is true with this company. And you feel it when you talk with people, you feel it when you work with the people, and you feel it right now as we're on this podcast. I mean, everybody here generates enough positivity to be a powerhouse in that we all feel good about ourselves and what we're doing. And it's very hard, it's very difficult to find an organization, a group that not only do you believe the ideas behind it, but you live the ideas behind it. And and reading your new email, Mary, about welcoming in new voices. Well, when I first got wind of Be Unique and when I first met you, there was nothing but welcome in that conversation and in that experience. And I'm so glad to read in your email that's what you're looking at doing with this in the next couple of months, really, is finding new voices. Because the more the merrier.
Well, you know, they find us. Those voices find us. We had 8 different brand new writers reach out to us in this last quarter. And to be honest, most of those came in the last couple of weeks. Mm. And it totally changed the attitude and the voice of the issue. It made everything different.
And that's a strength. That's definitely a strength. And that's why, you know, it really is important to maintain the spirit of what Be Unique and was started with and continues to be. And Mary, talk about that. You know, we've talked about the production side of Be Unique, but let's talk about what the magazine is to you and what you see it doing as we move along throughout the year and throughout the years.
Well, I see the magazine as being, like you said in your introduction, it's literary, but it's also a marketing tool for other nonprofits. Since we founded in 2018, we have helped promote at very little cost to them over 300 nonprofits, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, writers, photographers, mm-hmm. businesses that are for-profit but they have a philanthropic outlook, and just plain folk, just little girls like Sammy Vance, who's not, she's not running a nonprofit. She's just spreading kindness. And what's it, little Ryan Hickman, well, they're not so little anymore. They're growing up. But he was 3 years old when he first started thinking, I need to recycle to save the animals. He was 3 years old when he learned that if we don't take this plastic and these bottles out of the ocean, some animals get hurt. So now he's almost, I think he is 12 years old or very near it. He has his own recycling company, and he works with the city doing other recycling. He and his father are very busy in this movement it is. But we've covered so many people that are just regular folk doing something that's not regular. And we find them, or they find us. One of our, I think it was in our first issue, Jennifer can help me with this, the woman named, her name is Anna, because they always want to call her Anna, like Anna East, but she pronounces her name Anna. She lives in Atlanta, and she saw that there were homeless people in the winter, and Atlanta is cold in the winter, going without coats or shoes or scarves or gloves or mittens or hats. And it started out just, she had an extra coat. She put it on a fence outside her house with a little sign that said, here, if you need a coat, take it. And that's moved into something bigger. She's got other people working with her year-round collecting toiletries and other things. And she doesn't have a big storefront or anything like that. She has her own job doing something else. But she just goes out every weekend in the winter and puts coats and gloves and things out there for people to pick up if they want them. And she doesn't judge if you need a coat, take a coat. It doesn't matter if you're homeless or not. And she's not, you know, she doesn't have an organization. She's just a woman doing this.
Well, you know, the magazine, too, has also been a spearhead for people as well. I don't know if you remember this, Mary. Remember Andrea Marinsky?
I do.
She
indeed.
Was a UCF artist. And do you remember the wonderful letter I think you received from her after we had done that story on her? You want to talk about that?
Right. Well, she was just blown away that anybody paid attention to her. You know, that's another thing that Be Unique is doing, and I expect it to continue. I know that Andrea was contacted by MoxieBox. They wanted to do a MoxieBox with Andrea. And I know that currently MoxieBox is working with Kestrel Michaud, who is a new, not new, but she was a cover on a newer art, newer magazine. Sorry, my mouth. As my father would say, my tongue got wrapped around my eye teeth and I couldn't see a thing I was saying.
But yes, I thought
y'all think
that
I'm
was
funny.
Amazing.
Y'all need to talk to my daddy.
I thought that was amazing, though, that, you know, she and you know, her concern about the environment being infused into her paintings and sketches and then the representation of those from her country, you know, was just it was exactly what the magazine and the company is all about. It was a unique perspective on painting, and like Jennifer, the ability to infuse themselves into that artwork. And it kind of encapsulated what we were doing.
What blows me away is people like Andrea follow Be Unique. And every now and then, they'll just send me a private message. And Andrea did that not too long ago.
Did she?
You're never far from my thoughts or just thinking about you and Be Unique. I know Jennifer will remember Shauna Thesaurus. She wrote the Sustainable North column for the first year.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out to me not long ago and just said, Mary, you and Be Unique crossed my mind. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity. You know, every now and then that happens.
Victoria.
Huh?
Meeting Victoria in the beginning, and then you just did
oh
a project.
Oh, my gosh, yes. She actually is going under another name now, which is fine. Ina. And she was on my manifest show this past week. She had written for us, and then she moved away, I guess. I'm not exactly sure what happened. We lost touch. And then we ran into her at the Native Rhythms Festival and found out that she had actually moved to the East Coast. Mm. And she's back in our world again. I think Be Unique is the kind of organization that once it gets under your skin, you can't really get it out.
No.
It's like beach sand or glitter.
But that's the welcoming aspect of the magazine and of the organization, too, is the fact that, you know, welcoming new voices, it's not easy to be a new voice, especially coming into a fold. And to be able to have, you know, have your, you know, not know the people, not be, you know, not feel very comfortable at first, and then being welcomed in, it does what it's supposed to do, which is take that inner art of that person or that inner strength of that person and project it out not only into the magazine, but into all the media that they're, you know, that you're working with. And it's a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people that volunteer their time. It's a bunch of people that just feel they have to be a part of it. And again, that goes back to the creation of the company, okay? Because people are not going to want to be with people that they don't feel comfortable or
That's exactly why we started this, because Jennifer and I weren't happy where we were. And it was time to move on. But I was going to say, we have had writers as young as 11 writing for us. And Jennifer will know this answer better than I do, but we've had a child, I want to say she was 5 or 7, I might be wrong,
wow,
who performed in one of our promotional videos.
Mm.
Well, I think she was one of your neighbors, Jennifer. But it was a little girl.
Yeah, she was, I think, 8 at the time.
Was she 8? Okay. But, I mean, she wasn't very old, but she got the idea. And she wanted to be part of it. And then, of course, we've got Audrey as well as other people. But Audrey's probably our oldest member. She's
92?
90. Wow. Okay. God, don't tell her I tried to make her older.
Yeah, 90.
Well, as we wind down and get into the last 10 minutes of our show, I wanted to ask each of you, what is the future of where you want to take and bring Be Unique? What is it? Where is the goal, and what is the next step, and where you would like to take Be Unique? And either one of you can go first.
I would say, Jennifer, go first with your vision, and it's probably exactly mine.
I think first and foremost, the biggest thing that we need is to really do what we want to do is either find somebody out there that is looking for a project that has, it's like everything's there, everything's ready to go, and it just some financial backing to help us, because to do what we really need to do, like for example, the magazines, we need a print partner that'll help us print the magazines, and we get requests for them so much. I mean, yes, you can go, anybody can go at any time and go digital and read it, but there's places that may not have the, you know, access, and libraries would love to have, they've requested it from us, and schools and places, you know, getting them out to the kids and from little ones all the way up through college age. We would love to do more documentary work, definitely. And, you know, the podcast can definitely grow. And all of that, like what a lot of people don't understand is that if you pick a charity, for example, one certain kind of charity, and that they work on one element, one thing, like maybe like you heard a couple stories tonight. And that's wonderful because that's exciting that you know, that's something that you are you're passionate about, you should go for it. What we do is we work with lots of different charities and different individuals that need help with marketing and things like that in these different categories. You know, read, we like if you narrow it down to the simple word, it's read, watch, and listen. So that's what we do. We want people to educate themselves. And I think that the thing, we need a salesperson out there. If there's somebody listening right now and they're just like asking, you know, what they could do, or they want to try something. And Mary is wonderful at mentoring this, you know, the sales part of it. We need salespeople and we need grant writers, because the grants are there. It's just having the time to be able to do what we need to do to get to the next level. So I think we have lots of, I wouldn't even say that they're dreams, because they're beyond dreams. They're definitely reality. We know we can do it. It's just, there's only so many hours in one day.
Yes.
And trying to get the projects done and then all of the business part of it is, you know, there's a lot to do. So, yeah. Yeah, if there's anybody out there that's looking for, I just really quickly, I know we're running out of time, but I was listening to this guy talking on the radio yesterday, and this gentleman was interviewing Billy Joel, the musician, and he was saying he doesn't deserve these billions of dollars that he has, and he can't even believe that he has it. And he said, "I'm just a musician." And the gentleman was saying, "Oh, but you're worth every penny." And I'm thinking, "Hey, I know an organization that could really use some of that."
That is definitely my dream. Find somebody like Billy Joel, somebody who has a lot of money and feels like maybe I could be doing something different with my money. It wouldn't take a lot to sponsor some of our projects. I mean, look at, Be Unique Brevard. We created that from a grant. You know, that's one of the things that Jennifer and I have wanted to do, was have a regional magazine, but we could only do it once we got a grant. Now, that grant only printed 1,000 magazines. We printed 1,500, and the other money came from Be Unique, but because we just felt like 1,000 just wasn't enough, and the response to that magazine was overwhelmingly positive. We need another sponsor to help us with the printing cost. But we also need advertisers to come forward and say, "Hey, I want to align with you. I want to hitch my wagon to your star."
Mm-hmm.
Because I will tell you, it's been proven that people like to work with businesses that have a philanthropic aspect. In fact, when Jennifer and I worked together on Act Like a Child and Act Like a Pro, our favorite stories were when an actor or a singer or a director or whoever happened to be came forward and said, "You know what I do on the weekends? I give out food, or I do this, I do whatever it was." You know, they had something that they did, and it was philanthropy. And Jennifer and I just loved that. We really were very happy with that. And that's one of the reasons that we became a nonprofit, because we, first of all, we couldn't narrow down our philanthropic outlook. I think we stopped at 150 and said, "You know what, this isn't working." So I really believe that people need to understand that it makes people feel good to know that they're doing something. In fact, and Tony, you just have to stop me or we'll have to go into overtime. I don't care.
You don't care.
I do not. Well, I get really impassioned. My cat is, he's circling, waiting for me.
Hey, Mary, can you condense it into maybe 2.5 minutes?
I can. My point was, I've been interrupted so much, I've forgotten my point. What was the question?
That's a perfect time, Mary. That's perfect timing right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later. Y'all just messed my brain up. I totally forgot what I was trying to say.
It wasn't difficult. No, I really feel, again, it's I've known you now for going on 3 years, and I've learned a lot this evening, and I hope other people have. Now, the important question is, if there's a person listening that really wants to be generous and that really is falling in love with the idea of Be Unique, how could they contact you?
BUNEKE
dot
org. Or just reach out to Mary at BUNEKE.org.
Okay. Because that would be the place to stop and go. And I tell you, I really feel, that with the message that's being given and just the strides that I've just seen in the brief time I've been with Be Unique, there's nothing but going forward, and there's nothing but going up. And I think with you two in the driver's seats right now, the attitude couldn't be more perfect. The goals couldn't be more clearer. And the mission statement couldn't be better than
We market to the world, basically. And
well, you have
we
the
help
world.
Other nonprofits get the spotlight that they so justly deserve.
And Mary, how many people around the world, how many countries are we broadcasting to right now?
Well, on Blog Talk Radio alone, it's 80.
Yeah.
And
we're heard on
13 other channels in addition to Blog Talk Radio. I do not have the statistics for iHeart or iTunes or Apple Podcasts. I don't have the... I just don't have the stats for those. I don't have enough time in my day to go and fetch them.
Right. But that's global. And that's another selling aspect for why a person should want to be involved with Be Unique is the fact of you've got a global reach. And it's a global reach that's a positive reach. There's no negativity.
Well, in 2020 alone, we reached more than 1.6 million people.
Well, that's nothing to cough about. That's pretty amazing.
There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to sneeze about.
Nothing to
sneeze
about. Nothing to cough about. It is amazing, and that is quite the reach.
Get,
and what an
your,
idea!
Get your
little
idioms correct, buddy.
Well, listen, again, I want to thank each of you ladies for calling in and for talking a little bit about it. And I hope as this podcast grows, and I hope as people, land on Unscripted, especially this episode, I hope they will listen and learn and know and feel better about, what Be Unique is all about, because it is unique. And it's a positive message of being unique, because we're all on this planet together, and each of us in our diversity build the strength of what everything becomes. So I really, really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate all of you being guests tonight and the education. And I'm also very, very, very appreciative to you for the opportunities you've given me and for being able to be a part of this. So, thank you, ladies. And all that
you're
you
welcome.
Do.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you on the team.
And I tell you, there's really a dynamic force here. And if you can't feel it from this podcast, well, then you're not alive. it's really been a pleasure. And Elisa, thank you for calling in and giving us that wonderful surprise guest. And
that was nice.
We will all meet again, I'm sure. And everyone listening, thank you very much for spending your Thursday night with us. And until next time, this is Tony Taylor signing off with Unscripted. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a great night and a safe night.
Good night.
Good night.